And finally this week, Timothy Revel's been creating sparks with this question of the week.
I was struck by lightning twice while I was on the telephone. On both occasions, my ears were ringing for days and the pain was excruciating. What I wish to know is, was I just unlucky or am I prone to attract lightning? Is there anything I can do to protect myself in the future?
To find out the answer to Ahmed's question, we spoke to John Jensenius, a lightning safety specialist from the American National Weather Service.
In the initial stages of a typical lightning flash, a charge channel develops downward from the thunderstorm cloud toward the ground. That channel is not attracted to anything, but approaches the ground blindly and tends to strike the tallest object in the immediate area. Once a connection is made with the ground, a brilliant flash that we call lightning occurs, as charges are dispersed to the area surrounding the contact point.
In other words, lightning happens when the electrical charge that is built up in clouds instantly discharges and hits the ground, a building, or in two cases, Ahmed. But is Ahmed actually prone to being struck by lightning, and was it something to do with him holding a phone?
You are not prone to being struck by lightning, nor is your phone. Metal objects and wireless phones do not increase the chances of being struck. However, I should point out that the question of whether you are lucky or unlucky is debatable. It is certainly unfortunate that you were struck twice, but you are lucky to be alive and not seriously injured.
So every cloud has a silver lining, but what actually happens to your body when you get struck by lightning? We went to Dr. Hugh Matthews, a reader of sensory physiology at the University of Cambridge.
If you get struck by lightning, the high strength or voltage normally leads to most of the electric current flowing past the surface of the body as something called a flashover through the air, as this means that the lightning can reach the ground more easily. The surrounding air gets hotter than the surface of the sun, which causes a thermoacoustic blast wave. When this happens a long way away, we call it thunder, but when it happens right next to you, it can burst your eardrums or throw you to the ground, breaking bones.
The fact that Ahmed's ears were ringing for days was due to this thermoacoustic blast wave. Even though most of the current doesn't flow through the body, it's still a serious problem.
The biggest risk from lightning is disruption of the electrical signals which coordinate the heartbeat. This can lead to cardiac arrest. The electrical current can also stop you breathing by paralyzing the chest muscles and disrupting the groups of nerve cells in the brain which control breathing rhythm. It's also common briefly to lose consciousness due to the immediate effects of the electric current on the brain.
Assuming that you wouldn't like to lose consciousness from electrical currents on the brain, John told us what to do next time there is a storm brewing.
If you want to be safe, you'll need to get inside a substantial building or a hard-topped metal vehicle anytime a thunderstorm is in the area. Remember, if you can hear thunder, you are close enough to be struck. When thunder roars, go indoors.
Thank you, John and Hugh, for your illuminating answers, and good luck, Ahmed, in avoiding any future lightning strikes. Next week, we will be leafing through the literature to find out the answer to this question, which was written to us by Amelia from London.
Why do leaves turn red in autumn? And how do they know when it's time to drop?
And if you know the answer to Amelia's question, you can email chris@thenakedscientist.com. You can find us on Facebook or tweet @NakedScientist. There's also our web forum, nakedscientist.com/forum. You can join the discussion there.